Let's head finally this morning to Spain, where the Prime Minister there, Pedro Sanchez, is expected to announce his intentions. Is he going to resign or not? This all follows an investigation into his wife's business dealings. Madrid-based journalist James Badcock joins us now. So, James, what's the expectation?
Good morning. Well, maximum suspense and complete mystery. There's been no spin coming out from Pedro Sanchez's office. There's no hints of what he might say. So he, 5 days ago, he said he was shuffling himself up, himself and his wife. He cancelled all his engagements to reconsider. And as he put it, questioned whether it was worth it to carry on. So what he's done is, so for the 5 days, all we've been able to think about is the things that he's been suggesting are out of order. So he says that he's been harassed. There's been all kinds of attacks on him that go beyond normal political normal political game, as it were. And now his wife is also facing accusations of corruption. He says are completely baseless, and that the opposition is insisting on it and harassing her. So, you know, this is what's been in the air. This is what we're discussing. But we've got no idea what he's going to do, whether he's going to resign or whether he has some master plan.
How disappointing. What do the public want? Presumably the country's split, is it?
Absolutely. As always, Spain very much split down the middle, and Sanchez has not been a politician who's bridged the divide, shall we say. We have very fragmented parliaments. His deals with Catalan separatists have tended to, you know, polarise politics even more. Perhaps, yes, it is true that the opposition has become extremely aggressive in recent times. Very much divided. There was people out on the street, very much rallied by his socialist party on Saturday, kind of begging him to carry on and sort of framing it as, you know, protecting democracy, that it will be a bad day for democracy if he resigns because of pressure and what they call fake news.
Thank you very much, James Badcock in Madrid.